is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump worked the phones again today to try to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. He spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky and offered a unique proposal, as Linda Kenyon reports.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says, among other things, the president discussed Ukraine's electrical supply and nuclear power plants.
He said that the United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The call follows discussions between Trump and Russian President Putin a day ago, during which Putin agreed not to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure, although that pledge was violated hours later. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The administration remains at odds with some judges, including one who ruled against deportations of migrants last weekend. Caroline Leavitt today.
We have judges who are acting as partisan activists from the bench. They are trying to dictate policy from the president of the United States. They are trying to clearly slow walk this administration's agenda.
Israel launched a ground incursion in Gaza today, and Linda Gradstein reports it's raising concerns in Israel.
The majority of the public feels that military pressure is not going to work. What's worked so far is some sort of a diplomatic agreement, and there's been growing frustration and anger at the prime minister.
The Fed is leaving a key interest rate unchanged, but signaled two cuts will come this year. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed has to wait and see how uncertainty and tariff tit-for-tat and escalation, how that impacts the economy, the labor market, and the inflation rate.
Egg prices are heading down. Christopher Cruz has that.
Wholesale prices have dropped because the number of bird flu outbreaks has declined, as has consumer demand. When will we start paying less? David Anderson is a professor of economics and business at Center College in Danville, Kentucky.
It does take time for the producers to come back online with hens.
Shoppers in areas where there are a lot of competing stores should see lower prices sooner than those who live in places where there are just a few grocery stores. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A powerful storm is sweeping across the country. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is bringing snow and heavy amounts of snow with blizzard conditions across much of the upper plains and upper Midwest. Norfolk, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Sioux City on up to Rochester, Minnesota.
And roughly 72 million Americans have been under a wind advisory or warning, some wind gusts topping 45 miles per hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
It's nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Sounds a bit scary, but in Nigeria, scorpion farms are springing up all over. Vicky Barker reports.
Trust me, this is one story you'd rather hear, not see. Because what you'd be seeing right now is lab workers wearing kitchen gloves handling shiny black scorpions, pulling them out of tubs full of writhing, glittering piles of the arachnids, then massaging their long, lethal tails to extract the venom into test tubes, drop after tiny drop. A gallon of scorpion venom's worth about $10 million. It's used in everything from medicines to beauty products, but thousands of scorpions have to be milked to produce even half an ounce. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
More than $100,000 has been donated to help a Connecticut man who was held hostage by his stepmother for 20 years. It was raised through an online fundraiser for the 32-year-old. The donations came in from around the world. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Wind advisory tonight for gusts above 40 miles an hour. Some rain and snow mix this evening, all snow overnight. Accumulations up to an inch, a low in the upper 20s. Any flurries end tomorrow morning, the wind dies down and it clears out. High upper 30s. Currently it's 37.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Saw the TV commercial for Neil Diamond, A Beautiful Noise. They're doing a Broadway show that he helped produce himself about his music and his life. Just turned 85 years old. Now he gets to see the show while he's still here to see it. Neil Diamond, WRJN.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. A dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl.
Play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rolls and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Strip.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave the best girl home on a Saturday night.
Windy, windy nights. That's the song my garbage can sings. I get around all the way down the block, sometimes a block or two over after it gets that windy out there. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Chris Morrow getting through a Wednesday night. The group is called White Plains. Oddly enough, from White Plains, New York. My baby loves loving.
trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. So Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV.
Hits WRJN Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday, and Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we make our way through a stormy Wednesday night. This is garbage, or tomorrow morning is garbage day in my neighborhood, and usually I feel pretty confident rolling the can out there at the end of the driveway and letting it sit overnight. My garbage can's on wheels. It tends to blow down the street when the winds are this stiff, depending what direction they come from. So because the truck comes about 7 o'clock, I get up a little early on these windy nights to put it out there. Don't want to see all of our week's garbage. Oh, in the neighbor's front yard. You have the same problem? Depends what direction the winds are from, I guess. These are blowing, though, up to 50 miles per hour tonight. Keep an eye on things. Be careful.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It in Union Grove, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh beverages. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Maybe that someday will happen. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. It's funny, Buddy Holly died 66 years ago, February, 66 years ago. I was about 4 weeks old when Buddy Holly passed away in that plane crash, but I still feel like I knew all of his songs. We've played them for decades. They still sound great. That'll be the day, WRJN.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Is not a tribute to American women by any means. Burton Cummings had a bad breakup with somebody from America. He wrote that song disparaging his thoughts, his disparaging thoughts toward American women. Guess who? He was from Canada, of course. Glad you're along as we roll through a breezy, downright windy Wednesday night. Glad you're here. We will continue with the timeless hits, a news update coming up at 8 o'clock, another weather update for you, too. We'll get it all in your hands tonight here on WRJN. In the meantime, Frankie Valli, The Four Seasons, Dem Joyzy Boys.
Every time. I'll be over at 10, you told me time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you, you let me down again.
And timeless hits on WRJN. It doesn't get much more timeless than Aretha.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. here's the punch.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. High school basketball tomorrow night. Prairie School takes on Bonduelle. 6 o'clock is the scheduled pregame for tomorrow night's Division 4 semifinal game. That's going to be hopefully a 6:30 tip-off. Now, because these tournament games can be delayed, just the length of games, time in between games, it might fluctuate a little bit, but we're shooting for a 6 o'clock pregame tomorrow for the Prairie School game, 6:30 tip-off. And then Friday, Park takes on Cedarburg in their Division II game. That game, again, is scheduled to tip off at 1:30. I think it's an early enough game that we should be on time, but we'll keep you posted. We're right here in the studio. We're watching on the stream to make sure things are staying close to on time. But two great games, two high schools in the tournament, the state tournament, all tomorrow and Friday here on WRJN. And if one or both advance, we'll have the championship game Saturday, too. Won't know details until Friday night.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shadow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly? Before he can
Answer's blowing in the wind. My garbage can is blowing in the wind. Trash from the neighbor's backyard. Furniture covers. A lot of things blowing in the wind tonight. Going to be 50-mile-an-hour gusts out there, so be aware. Could be a little on the touchy side throughout the evening. Either way, a great Bob Dylan song done by Peter, Paul, and Mary here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Elvis. Hits continues with Del Shannon, CCR, and Herman's Hermits, all coming up after the 8 o'clock news from CBS. I'll be back. Nobody but me, the human being, on WRJN. No.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Protect our students.
Teachers in Warren, Michigan hold a protest to draw attention to, they say, the impact dismantling the Department of Education would have on students and the community. CBS News has learned that President Trump tomorrow will sign an executive order to begin the process, but he can only go so far without Congress. Bob Callender, president of the Warren, Michigan Teachers Union, tells CBS News.
About $15 million in federal funding comes into our school district alone. That's easily 150 to 200 staff positions that could be impacted if cuts are made at the federal level.
President Trump has fired two Democratic members of the Federal Trade Commission. Commissioners Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Kelly Slaughter say they've been dismissed illegally and plan to sue. A jury finds the environmental advocacy group Greenpeace liable for defamation and other claims in connection with Dakota Access Pipeline protests. CBS's David Schechter.
The environmental group Greenpeace has been found liable for $660 million. It stems from a lawsuit by a pipeline company that drew protests in 2016 for building a project adjacent to the Standing Rock Indian Reservation in North Dakota. Energy Transfer accused Greenpeace of carrying out a scheme to stop the construction. Greenpeace maintained that it only played a small role in the protests and had nothing to do with construction delays that Energy Transfer says damaged the company. Greenpeace has said the verdict could put the nonprofit out of business. David Schechter, CBS News, Dallas.
A Defense Department webpage on Jackie Robinson's military service suddenly disappeared. CBS's Eleanor Watson with an update.
After facing backlash, the Defense Department has restored pages on Jackie Robinson and his time in the military.